Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now that we're in good weather, are you out on your bike exercising?
A little bit. We'll be heading up to Michigan in a few weeks, and I do a lot of riding up there, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good. This week, the poem that we've chosen focuses on the issue of prevention of sports injuries. It asks specifically, does balance training or neuromuscular exercise prevent sports injuries, subsequently people that engage in them? What did the authors find? By the way, for those listeners who haven't read this month's issue of, it looks like Medical Science, Sports, and Exercise, is that?
That's right. A new one for me, too.
Okay, I haven't read my issue, but I'm glad that you've been scouring these journals and bring this article to us. What did the authors find?
Well, just to respond to that, I mean, I think it is one of the strengths of what we do with poems is we are looking at a lot of journals that even the most conscientious family physician or internist wouldn't look at. And so, you know, we don't find a lot, but with journals like this, we might find one or two poems a year, but, you know, that makes it worth our while to review. But yeah, this was a meta-analysis. You know, we cover meta-analyses quite often, and they looked at a bunch of databases to identify clinical trials of proprioceptive or neuromuscular exercises for the prevention of injuries in people who've had no previous injuries. So they're taking athletes and trying to prevent injuries. And they did a good job with the meta-analysis, did all the usual things, and they found 7 high-quality studies, and they met various criteria for what makes it a high-quality study. And those studies had about 7,000 patients.
That's pretty impressive. Dividing, that means each of them had about 1,000 patients in them. That's a pretty big sample size.
Yeah, they are. And I think a number of the studies were done in settings like universities or military recruits and groups that where you can get a whole bunch of young people together in one place. So the balance training, proprioceptive training is basically balance training. And it's the kind of thing where, you know, a very simple example is having someone stand on one foot on a step and then do sort of leg lifts or to stand on one leg and do some dips or mild squats. You know, those are things that a lot of other kind of things that physical therapists use in helping people recover from injuries. They were using these to try to improve balance, improve proprioception. So hopefully the thinking is they would be less likely, if your proprioception is fine-tuned, to sprain an ankle or some other injury. What they found was it did actually reduce, that kind of training did reduce ankle injuries with a 36% relative risk reduction. And they did neuromuscular training they looked at that, which combined stretching and strength work and balance work and plyometrics, which is sort of explosive muscle training. And they found that kind of a combined effort reduced lower limb injuries by about 40% and knee injuries by 50% and ankle sprains by about 50%. Now, most of these studies were done in young people, often in fairly physically fit young people. So I don't think we can apply these results necessarily to older, or more disabled adults, but certainly seems like it's worth, if you're in sports medicine, if you're working with teams, if you're working with, you know, your local high school team or college teams, to, you know, read this study, learn about this kind of training, and then, you know, work with your trainers and coaches to try and implement this.
So I've just learned a new word, plyometrics, explosive.
Yes. Yeah. Look it up on Wikipedia. That's what I did.
Okay. I hope that when you get to Michigan and you get on your bike, you can be a plyometronic.
I'm actually going from here to the bike shop where I'm going to pick out a new bicycle. So it's my old steed is 15 years old now, and I think it's seen one too many summers. So Laura and I are both getting new bikes, so we're excited about it.
Excellent. Well, that sounds great. Have a good time at the bike shop. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then.
that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.